Proclamation number 6399 of 12th of November, 1955. Turn around. Redeeming the souls of the deep. In the spiritual world, the souls of light follow the events on earth with concern for you humans, for they see the darkness. They would like to bring you light, but you don't accept it and walk towards ruin with closed eyes. But they also know about the events ahead of you. They know that the earth is in its final phase, and they also know about the dreadful fate of those who do not first turn to their God and Creator and cover the lost stretch of the way together with Him. And that is why they eagerly endeavor to mentally influence people on earth to desire light in order to then be able to convey it to them. Nothing is left than try to spiritually direct people's thoughts. For this reason, people will also make themselves known from time to time who have an unusual effect, who clearly show a connection with the higher world, who also eagerly speak on behalf of this higher world and, as it were, prove themselves to be speaking organs of the kingdom which is not of this world. Again and again people will be able to observe such unusual activity and will now be stimulated in thought to desire information about it. A connection from the spiritual world to earth will become ever more credible for people who are thoughtful. Yet indifferent people will also leave such phenomenal experiences untouched, which they only smile at and dismiss. But a messenger from above has also approached them so that they will not be able to say that they have remained without admonitions and warnings. The world of light tries everything on God's behalf, for the end is getting ever closer. Yet there will no longer be much success with the people of this earth, which is why, on the other hand, the spiritual kingdom starts to work on the souls in order to fetch them from the abyss into the light. In order to spur all souls to follow the light and to work on themselves in order to be able to enter the spheres of light from the kingdom of darkness or twilight. For the end of the redemption epoch will also bring a change in the spiritual kingdom. Because a separation of spirits will take place everywhere. Hell will spit out everything. Everything satanic will again be banished into form, and thus also the inhabitants of the deepest depths, who show no will to change, who is so hardened that all attempts at conversion remain unsuccessful, who avoid every opportunity to free themselves from darkness and always strive more towards the depths. Countless souls will certainly still rise up because the world of light constantly works with love and patience, yet since free will is decisive, this redemption will not be complete. But one day the battle in the spiritual kingdom will also be over for a long time, when all spiritual things have been directed, i.e., when they have been transferred to where they belong according to their degree of love. When the new creation has also taken in what is in hell in order to give it the opportunity to ascend again. Then there will also be peace in the spiritual kingdom, and the souls will strive upwards because they will only see and experience love on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom, and will no longer be exposed to hostility from the Prince of Darkness. Many souls will still be called away from earth before this end. All of them are offered the opportunity to ascend in the beyond, but are also left with the freedom of their will so that they can also descend into the abyss through their own fault. But the work of redemption is carried out extremely eagerly on the part of the beings of light and also of people on earth who are faithful laborers in the vineyard of the Lord. A turning point is coming, spiritually and earthly, and this turning point is already casting its shadows ahead. On earth there will be a sharp division between those who are faithful to God and those who do not believe. Unusual phenomena and events will make people pay attention, and clear signs will prove the working of spiritual forces. Yet no person will be forced to believe, only everyone of goodwill shall be helped. For the spiritual world knows the fate people on earth are facing, and its love still seeks to save them before it is too late. Amen.